What's up, there, good peoples? Cameron Norfleet, Century 21 All Points Realty, the investor's realtor. We have with us Stephanie Lawrence. Stephanie is a credit repair specialist, and I'm glad to have her on here. We did a an Instagram Live going back. What was that, like a year and a half ago or so?
Yeah, something like that.
And I see that Stephanie does a lot of education in the space of credit repair, so I definitely see fit to have her on here to help my audience to repair their credit and just get yourself on the right track so that you can obviously live a better life. So Stephanie, you want to just introduce yourself really quick, or was that good enough for you?
Sure. I'll just one intro as well. My name is Stephanie Lawrence, and for those who do know me, and if you don't know me, I am also known as the Credit Repair Queen, and I have been in the credit industry for 12 years now, and I help people empower themselves to understand the importance of having great credit, educate them on, how to repair their credit, and help them elevate their scores to new heights. So that is my mission. That's my goal, to help anyone who's on their journey to improve their credit and take it to the next level.
Cool. So could we just talk really quickly about the importance? We'll start with the importance of a good credit score. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. So, some people think that, they can pay cash with everything and they'll be fine. But really, credit runs the world in today's society. You know, it can make a difference in you getting a new job, getting a promotion, getting a home, getting an apartment. There's so many things that credit really, really, really drives, today's society. So without it, you're really stuck. So it's important to really know where you are. Right. Many people are even afraid to even just check their credit reports. Mm. Guys, it's really not that scary.
Right.
A lot of times we're like, oh no, don't look at it. I don't want to know. And I'm like, well, we have to know. Mm-hmm. And once you know where you are, you can know exactly what steps you need to take to get to where you're going, right? To achieve those goals that you set out for yourself. So the importance is at an all-time high. A lot of people are getting declined for just a simple credit card or, trying to get an apartment because they want to move out of their parents' home or they're living with their boyfriend's parents or, whatever the case is, but they're being denied because of what? Their credit score.
Right.
It's important to even know just where you stand so you know what you need to correct. Some people don't even know what items are preventing them from getting approved, right? So it could be as small as a medical bill that you just got slipped, right? It didn't get to your mailbox.
Absolutely.
You didn't pay it. And I've seen an account for $8 sent to collections.
Mm.
Something as small as that can be, what's separating from where you are now and from you achieving your goals.
Right. Definitely. So when we talk about credit score, we're talking about obviously the FICO score. Can we just talk a little bit about what goes into creating a FICO score? What is it? Like what goes into it and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. So guys, there are about 100 different scores out there. Okay. So don't be discouraged when you see, a score different from when you go to the bank or when you go to the car dealership. There are 100 different sub scores, but what lenders are looking for are your FICO scores. Okay. So you want to know what goes into that, like you said, Cameron. So there are 5 key factors. And once you understand these 5 key factors, nothing can stop you. Okay. So it's really about understanding and having the knowledge. And that's what I strive to do. Okay. So the first thing you want to be aware of that goes into the calculation of your FICO score is your payment history. Okay. Number one thing, it's 35% of your score.
Mm-hmm.
That's the largest thing. So you always want to pay your bills on time. What I teach people to do is set up automatic payments. Okay. Right. That just eliminates being late on any bill. Mm. A lot of times you go on vacation and you forget to pay your bill before you go, or you come back and you miss a payment and boom, your score drops 100 points.
Right.
Okay. Payment history is vital to your credit health and your credit wealth. So you want to be sure that you have a pristine payment history, and that means never being late. Okay. So the solution to that, set up automatic payments to prevent that from happening. Okay. That's number one. The second key factor is your credit utilization. I get attacked all the time. Stephanie, I'm paying my bills on time, but my score is still low or it's not moving in the right direction.
Mm.
And a lot of people have maxed out credit cards, right? So you may be making the minimum payment, right, paying it on time, but if that balance is too close to the limit that they've allowed you to have,
right,
people are still going to suffer.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. So it's very, very mindful to know that you need to bring down the balances on your existing credit card accounts. All right. That is 30% of your score. So if you're late and you have maxed out credit cards, you've already damaged 65% of your score.
Right. All right.
Now, this is something you have to control without even seeking help from a credit specialist, because guess what? I can't pay your bills for you. Right.
You're right.
So this is why we want you to understand what goes into calculating that score. So before you even seek help, you know what you can do on your end to help improve your score. Okay. The fastest way to improve your score is paying down those balances. Within 30 days, you'll see a jump in your credit score.
Right.
Just by paying them down. And I like to shoot for 20%. Most gurus out there, you'll see them say 30 or 50. That is still considered very, very high. You
okay.
won't have a good change in your credit score with such a high balance. So try to strive for 20% at the max, okay? I'm a little bit more aggressive because I like to see the credit score improvement.
Can you just explain what you mean by that?
Yes. Yeah, so if you have a $200 credit card limit, okay? You want to pay that down to 20%, which would be $40. You want to have a $40 balance. So a lot of people say, well, Stephanie, why can't I just pay it off and just have a zero balance? You actually get more points for the small balance because you're showing that what? You know how to manage credit.
Right, gotcha.
Max it out, pay it off, max it out, pay it off. That is considered high risk behavior.
Really? That's something I didn't know. So
it is. Yeah. So they're like, you know what? She has a $0 balance right now. But what if she goes out tomorrow on a shopping spree and just max it out?
Right.
That's how they view you. And this is why I teach people, okay, you want to have a small balance to show them that, wait, you used it last month, but you know how to manage it well, pay it on time, and then have a low balance. So you got to show them that you're responsible.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
They're looking for responsible behavior. So 20% of that $200 limit would be $40.
Okay?
If you want to be a little bit more aggressive and mimic behaviors of those who have a 720 to 800, then you want to pay it down to about 7%.
Oh, wow. And keep it at that 7%.
7% balance is the key number to see a bigger improvement. But 20%, you're still safe. And that's for those who, you know, can't quite get it down too low, but 20%, you're still safe.
Right.
So guys, this is 30% of your score. So we want to pay close attention to this one right here. So if you do have credit cards open, you want to keep those balances low. Do not max them out. If they are, get on a payment strategy to get them down. All right. That's the second key factor. The third key factor is your length of credit history. All right. This is 15% of your score. So if you just started out building credit like 2 years ago, know that your credit score is not going to have the same effect as someone who's had credit history for about 12 years. Right? What they're looking for really is someone with history over 9 years.
Right.
That will get you the best, you know, credit score. Okay. If you had a 9 years age of history. So what they do is they take in account all the accounts you have and take the average. That's your average length of credit history.
Okay.
So what you can do to solve this problem is, if you don't have a whole lot of history, ask a sister, a mom, a close friend, a cousin, an auntie. Grandmas have the best credit, if you guys didn't know.
Right.
I've seen that a lot. Once I saw my grandparents' credit score, I was like, oh my goodness, that's where it is. So you can ask a grandma, an auntie, a mom to be added as an authorized user.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, this will help you get the credit history that they built for so long, right? And that will pop onto your credit report.
Right.
Now, when you just started building to 2 years, you get those 12 years, 15 years of history that they've had onto your credit profile, and your score shoots up automatically.
Oh, okay.
That's the easiest way.
Got you.
Credit score points, if you don't have any, without risking a credit inquiry. Right. So you're not, you know, inquiring into anything. You're not risking any points. You're just getting automatic points for jumping onto someone else's credit.
And does that affect grandma's credit?
Not at all. Because guess what? Grandma never has to give you the card.
Right. Gotcha.
So you're not actually using that person's credit card at all.
Right.
They're just saying, hey, you know what? I want to help you out. You can get some history from what I've built. That person must obviously pay their bills on time.
Right.
They must keep low balances. So you don't want to ask just anybody, right?
Right.
A responsible person who pays their bills on time and has low balances and is willing to say, hey, I'll help you out. Okay.
Right.
But there's no risk to the account holder themselves.
Okay. So basically they would just call their credit. The grandma would call her credit card company and say, listen, I want to put my grandbaby on my, on my, my credit card, my Visa card, whatever. I want to put them on as an authorized user. And that does not. So if granddaughter, grandson, goes out and wrecks their credit, that's still not going to affect grandma's credit because as long as they're not obviously using that card to wreck their credit.
Anyway, absolutely. Right, gotcha. And it's very simple. Just as long as they ask for their name and social, mm-hmm. that person will get credit for the history. So you got to be sure that credit card company does ask for the name and social of the person to get accounted for that history. Okay.
And that,
there's no risk to either party.
And that history is just on that particular credit card. Does that? Oh, you said that they average out the history. So
yes. So it'll be just that particular credit card. So let's say that person has 20 years of history.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have 5.
Right.
They'll take the average of the 20 and the 5, and then you land in the middle. So now you have aged your credit profile somewhere in between.
Right,
so it
does
help you tremendously.
Got you.
Okay. So there's no risk to the account holder. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is something you definitely want to let the person know, because a lot of people are like, oh, no, you're not touching my credit, right? I work too hard for it. But there's no risk to the account holder. Because again, remember, you're not giving them access to that card. Obviously, they showed some, you know, trustworthy things in the past. So you do not have to give them access to the card.
Understood. That's great. That's great. Yeah. It's a great way to help family or friends, whatever, to help them without risking yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then, that's great.
Your children, you know, your children that are like around the 12, 13 age, you want to start adding them as authorized users to your accounts early on, so that by the time they graduate, they have great credit.
Right.
And that's a great gift to be able to give your children when they go off to college, that they don't have to worry about their credit. Okay. So it's a great gift to be able to give to your children. So keep that in the back of your minds when they do get of age, like about 12, 13, you can start adding them as authorized users and they have plenty of years of history by the time that they've graduated.
Wow. I never thought about that. So I don't know if my daughter's going to watch this, but I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old right now. So it's possible, maybe, to put them on as an authorized user on a credit card. And obviously not give them that credit card, but that gives them the history that I have to this point.
Yes, and they don't even have to know about it.
Right,
you know,
once they
graduate, you can say, hey, guess what?
Right.
I'm giving you a 700 credit score because you've built history over
That's outstanding. I love that. 7, 8 years,
right? You know, without them even doing anything. But that's such a good thing to instill in them early on, so that they know they don't have to worry when they go out into the world, you know, about having to build a brand new credit profile. They've already been building it thanks to dad.
Right. Oh, that's great. I might actually consider that. I don't know if I want to say that while I'm recording.
Right.
But you know, like I said, I have you know, my daughters. I have a son, and that it's a great way to set them up.
Absolutely, keep it in the back of your mind.
Right.
So then, the fourth key factor is new inquiries. Okay, don't go out there applying for too many credit cards. They're going to look at you like the thirst bucket that's in the club trying to talk to every girl in there, right?
Mm.
And you're getting shot down, right? Because you're just applying for too much credit.
Right.
Right. So that does look bad on your credit profile.
Gotcha.
It is only 10% of your score, but it does affect you when you're trying to get a loan. They're like, oh, they're having some financial difficulties.
Right.
They're out here just applying for this card, this loan, this credit, right? So it's just too much. So you want to keep a limit to 2 inquiries in a 2-year time period. So I know it sounds like just a little bit, but that's what they're looking for. Okay.
So two inquiries in a 2-year time period.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you want to limit the amount of times you're asking for credit, and you want to plan it out. So you don't want to go car shopping the same time you're looking for a mortgage, right?
Right.
You don't want to buy your home and your car at the same time. Those are two major purchases.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay, so you want to plan those things in a set period of time.
Right.
Okay. So you want to keep your inquiries to a minimum of 2 per 2-year time period.
Right. And now there are hard inquiries and there's soft inquiries, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So hard inquiries is what they're looking at.
Right.
Okay. They look at hard inquiries within a 24-month time period, the most recent ones. That's what's affect your score. And the soft inquiries do not affect your score. Right. So a soft inquiry is like yourself, right? If you want to go take a look at your credit report, see what's on there, see who's looking at it, it doesn't affect your score at all. You can pull your credit report and your credit score 10 times this month if you want to.
Right, right, right.
It does not affect your credit score. So soft inquiries are just a soft pull, just going to look at what's on there. Certain creditors actually do that as well.
Okay.
They will go onto your credit report to see just what activity is going on there to see if they're going to extend you credit. Telephone companies, so soft inquiries, things like that.
Gotcha.
So soft inquiries do not hurt your credit score.
But cool.
Hard pulls, when you're actually trying to get extension of credit,
right,
is where the hard pull comes in.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. Good to know.
And then the final, which is the fifth key factor with your credit score, is your credit mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't understand this part, but your credit mix is how many different types of accounts you have, right? Do you have revolving credit? Do you have some department store credit cards, a regular Visa Master credit card, a mortgage, an auto loan, a personal loan maybe, even a student loan maybe? Now, this is going to show them that you know how to pay all different types of accounts, right?
Right.
You can pay that credit card that's due every 30 days. You can pay that mortgage over, 30 years.
Right.
You can pay that student loan back. You can pay that car loan over the next 5 years. That's what really shows them how responsible and mature you are with your credit.
Mm.
So the credit mix is also 10% of your score, just like the inquiry. So it's a small percentage, but it does make a difference. Sometimes you will see that someone with a lower credit score will get approved for something higher because they already have that mix of credit.
Gotcha.
So let's say you're trying to purchase a car and you've never purchased a car before, but you have like a 680.
Right.
You probably will get denied because they're like, oh, we don't know if you can manage this 6-year loan if you don't have any installment loans on your credit report.
Gotcha.
Just have credit cards. They're like, okay, you can manage that little credit card, but I don't know if you can handle this 5 or 6 year long payment term.
Right.
Right. Right. So someone with a 520 who's had a car before, right, who's had student loans or a personal loan with their bank and a couple credit cards, right?
Right.
They will probably get approved for that loan because they've shown that they can manage
that type of
types of, right, different types of credit. So credit mix is very important. You can possibly get denied if you don't have a good credit mix.
Cool. Okay?
So you want to be sure that you have installment loans for, you know, every credit card that you have as well. Okay.
Good.
So it's important to have a good credit mix. So you want to show that you're a well-rounded person, just like you would on your resume, right? You want to show that you're well-rounded and you have some extracurricular activities as well as academics. Okay.
Definitely.
That's the same exact thing.
Good. Good. Yeah. Good knowledge. Good knowledge. I definitely appreciate that. So, I mean, yeah, listen, I believe that knowledge applied properly is power, you know? So, I mean, but you obviously have to first have the knowledge. So, you know, I definitely recommend for anyone that is looking to boost your credit score. If you're just looking to, you know, just improve your life, because the thing is you can dislike the fact that your FICO score, your credit score pretty much shows people who you are, the type of person that you are. You can dislike that all you want. But the fact of the matter is that's the way that the world works. You know what I mean? So, you know, take the knowledge that you're getting, this knowledge here, continue to look in other ways to, you know, whether it's on YouTube or researching different blogs and so on and so forth, so that you have the knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, then you know how to apply the knowledge, and then you actually go ahead and apply the knowledge, right?
Exactly.
You know, I definitely appreciate your wealth of knowledge and you sharing it here. If someone wants to contact you, first of all, what do you do? And if someone wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing so?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned earlier, I'm a credit specialist. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I evaluate your credit reports with a fine-tooth comb to find any errors that can possibly be damaging your scores. So a lot of people think that credit repair is just, you know, sending letters and just writing random things. But what it really is finding the errors within your credit reports that's causing the damage to your credit score. Mm. So that's what I look for when I first analyze your credit reports and determine if you're really a candidate for credit repair. Some people just need a payment strategy, right, to execute to help build their credit profile, or to just add some positive credit to their profile. So that is called credit rebuilding, where we give you certain different strategies to apply for to start rebuilding your credit profile, okay? But credit repair is where I go in and start disputing those negative accounts, right? That's damaging your credit score, that doesn't have your credit report looking so clean. And then we write effective letters to the credit bureaus to challenge those items for removal. Okay, so we're kind of like your lawyer in the courtroom, fighting that case for you to let them know that, hey, you're violating my credit reporting Fair Act rights, and I need some help, right? And I want you to look at them and remove them from my credit report based on this law. It's a federal law that you're entitled to, right? So you're not doing anything illegal by disputing items on your credit report. You're following the law. It's your right to a 100% accurate credit report, and that's what we help you achieve.
Right.
Okay? So we want to help you achieve the most accurate credit report that you can possibly attain, and then rebuild your credit profile so that you can have the perfect credit mix, a good credit utilization ratio, good payment history, and make sure that you're following all of the key factors that's going to get you to a 700 and above.
Pay your bills.
Right? You can achieve it. Right. Right. So, you know, if you're not in the position right now to be able to pay your bills, then you're not going to be a candidate for credit repair, right? You've got to be in a position
definitely
to pay your bills on time first.
Right.
So that is the first question we ask, one of the first questions, right?
Right.
And if you are in a position to handle those payments, then we go into how we can personally help you, all right? So once you have the right payment strategies, which I teach you my secret strategies for paying your bills on time and bringing your credit utilization lower to raise your credit scores, you are going to be all set. Okay, so you get all of my secret payment strategies, and then we handle the heavy load for you. Okay, so you don't have to worry about the letters, you don't have to worry about the credit bureaus, and all of that good stuff. We handle that for you, and then you can be on your way to getting approved for your home, getting approved for your car, refinancing a loan, and just getting qualified for lower interest rates. Interest rates are killing people, right? That's really what's, you know, preventing you from being able to lower your payments and things like that. And, you know, saving, you save more money when you have lower interest rates.
Right. Okay?
So that's really, really what we're after, you know, getting a higher credit score so you can qualify for lower premiums. Insurance rates are determined by your credit score, guys. All right. Absolutely. Everything goes by your credit score. Whether you get a bank account, if you're starting a business, right, and you want to open up a bank account, you need to have a decent credit score.
Right.
So, you know, even if you're, you know, a business owner, you need to have some good credit. So that's what we help you do. So if you need some help, definitely hit me up. You can find me on social media at The Credit Repair Queen, or you can give me a call at 877-292-0656. All right. And we will help you be on your way to your credit improvement journey. And we like to say, hey, help you get above 700, because that's where the people who benefit the most. Okay. Lower interest rates, save more money, and you just get treated differently, to be honest. Mm. Right. There's people that can walk into a Porsche dealership and walk out with the car the same day without having to show, you know, pay stubs and tax returns and all that stuff, because they have a 780.
Right.
Right. So if you want to live that better lifestyle, if you want to get into your dream home, you want to be, you know, considered for a promotion and not be turned down for a job, you know, you want to be, you know, credit healthy, right? Credit is really, really where it's at in today's world. Like you said, you can dislike it all you want, but you can have $1 million in the bank and you can't do anything if you don't have good credit.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So You work specifically in a particular area, or do you work nationwide?
Oh, well, Cameron, I actually work nationwide. So credit repair can be done anywhere in the nation, as well as virtually. So we can do consultations over the phone. We could do consultations like this, right? So just as long as you have a credit report to send over, I can help you.
I saw that you do some educational content on your social media channels, specifically Instagram. Do you do any on other platforms, educational content, or?
I do as well. Facebook, I do have a private Facebook group community where I share educational tips all the time. And that is called the First Class Credit Society. All right.
That's what they would type in?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you want to join that community, you can definitely go on Facebook and search the First Class Credit Society, and you can be a member of my community where I share educational tips, tools, all that great stuff, and do live trainings like this all the time. Cool. So you can be on your, because a lot of people, you know, they just want to learn.
Right.
Or do it themselves. So you can learn a lot through that community as well. Implement those strategies, even just implementing the smallest things can get you on your way. And then when you're ready for credit repair, you can reach out as well. So the community is called the First Class Credit Society on Facebook.
Okay. And your Instagram?
Instagram is the Credit Repair Queen.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. All right. So that's that. I definitely, once again, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I definitely appreciate your knowledge. I recommend anyone, whether you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to it on the podcast, definitely give Stephanie, contact Stephanie if you're interested in whether you want to actually pursue the credit repair, credit rebuilding, or if you just want more educational content because maybe you're not necessarily in a place right now where you can even pay your bills. So like she said, it doesn't really make sense to really start trying to repair it when you're just going to keep digging and digging and digging that hole. So Stephanie, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. As for everybody else, as always, thank you for your time and make it a great day.